Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the real deal on land education courses.
Okay. This is a direct response. You know who you are, Anthony.
That's the question here.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
oh,
you put the actual question in
here. So it's all going to be one big melded together thing. All right. So let me just explain this real quick. So this is from a soon-to-be member, if he's not already a member, because he's asking everywhere this question, which I'll read in a moment. I answered it. It was so funny. He put it in Facebook. I just happened to be trolling the Land Academy Facebook, and I say, oh, there's a message there. And he was asked this question. I'm like, all right, so I'll write this message. I'm like, my team's really busy. I'll write a message. So I'm sitting here crafting my response, and before I could hit the little send button, my team put a message, and I'm like, oh, all right, well, now I got to go back and say, okay, P.S., it looks like my team beat me to it, but I'm still going to give you my answer here. So I put it in there, and I've seen him ask this in our online community, which I'm really, really glad, because I'm dying to see what our members, actually, I know what they're going to say, but I'm glad you're asking the community. Yeah.
We encourage people in our group, and not in our group, our listeners, just go into landinvestors.com or our team just put together these Facebook groups that are very specific to all the lines that we have in companies, and ask questions like, mm-hmm. What the heck? Is this real? You know, this doesn't make sense to me. Are you having success with it? Are these guys a fluke? Is it temporary? Or is this really actually work? You know, these guys say a lot of stuff on the podcast. I wonder if any of it's true at all.
Right.
And so that's what we encourage, and that's what this
question is. And we encourage openness, and you know what? We have never, ever, ever, and if you're in bigger pockets, you know this is the opposite. We have never filtered anything.
Yeah.
What goes in there stays in there. You know, short of spam and junk, we kick that, you know, kind of like buy these sunglasses. Not that, you know what I mean. But we don't filter any of the responses. We really encourage, and that's just who we are anyway. Yeah. We encourage openness and transparency, and you know, if it's great, share it. If it's not great, share it. We still need to know.
That's what this episode's about. Yeah. It's our, because this is a real source of humor off the camera for Jill and I. You know what? How other Land Academy members and other people in the land business handle education, where they get education, and probably 80% of it's wrong. Probably 90%. Now that I'm thinking about it. That's what we're going to talk about.
Okay, cool.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members, the question we just talked about, on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. So Anthony, I knew your name already. Anthony said, hello, land investors community. In your opinion and experience, what land course is better than all other land courses out there specifically? I am seriously looking at a few courses right now, and I would love any and all detailed reasons why a course is better than all the others. What stands out? What is your experience? What is very effective? What course is complete? Please be specific. I appreciate any and all feedback. Thanks in advance, and have a great rest of your week. Feel free to private message me also. Thanks.
So it's this kind of question before Jill really launches into this, because she can't wait, that I can tell this person's going to be successful already.
Mm-hmm. He's doing his homework, yeah. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, and he's taking his time,
so.
And he's asking the real good hard questions up front.
Mm-hmm. So there's really nothing for me to answer here, because we're going to talk about it in the show. Just really what makes people different.
Ha! This is the meat of the show. Okay, answer the question.
Okay. You're so silly. All right. So there are several different people in our space, you know, and I was going to talk about some of the positives and some of the negatives, and I just, like I said, encourage everything. I want you just to do your homework. So yeah. So here's some of the positives. There are other people out there who flip land or other properties wholesale like we do, and they have education courses, and they have a whole different spin on what we do. They come at it a different way. They use different tools, resources, things like that. And I think it's fantastic. I really, really do. And one of the things I think of too is, even within our community, like what we're going to talk about at the upcoming live event, there are members in our community that have taken our basic outline once they got in and figured it out and understand it, and then they tweaked it, and they've gone into a little bit different direction. Maybe they figured out a good way to grow their business that we're not using some other resources. Maybe how to utilize staff in a different way, how to utilize technology in a different way. They use a different CRM. It might be great for somebody. You know, there's no one size fits all. So I love that, and I encourage that. I think it's really, really great. And we have some of these members, like I said, are going to speak at our upcoming live event and share some of their tweaks and nuances and the way they're doing things. A lot of us are doing things in different parts of the country, too. And what goes on the East Coast is sometimes different than what goes on in the West Coast. And, you know, the way they deal with the customers and get transactions done and things like that. It's great. Now here, so that's some of the positive things. Here are some of the negative things you need to know about in this space, that there are flat out, I hate to say it, copycats, that, blatant copycats, and they don't have the experience and the tools and just are able to really properly help people, if that makes sense. You know,
here's the thing. You can divide. So there's only like four or five people in this whole space, that including us, that it's a very tiny little niche, buying and selling land. It's been around for a long time. The education portion of it's really, really new. It's less than 10 years old, all of it. We're about in the education space about 4 or 5 years old. The huge difference between the four or five people in this space is the type of property that they seek to purchase, the type of land. The two major, you know, there's Jack Bosch, who's got a program called Pennies on the Dollar, or Pennies for Dollar, and he's focuses on back tax property. Mark Podolsky, who is the original Land Academy member, he's got a company called Land Geek. I think I encourage you to check these all out and then come and buy, you know, join our group. Mark was the original Land Academy member. He and I worked together long before Land Academy was ever a land, and we just sit. If you go through our program, you'll know how he came about and why. He doesn't understand how to send mail, and he's not a data person. He's a salesperson by trade, so he's not a data. He doesn't take the data centric approach that we do, which is fine. There's people that are very successful using both of their programs, and then there's us. I think we're at the top of it. Our program is all encompassing, and our concept is data centric, direct mail, and some other ways to contact owners. Let the stuff come back to you, and it's very predictable and very consistent. And then there's what Jill called these copycats. Since we started doing this, some of them are former members, some of them went on their own. But here's the thing: here's a real difference between everybody, all of us, what I'm talking about, and this goes with learning anywhere. You know, do you think that you're going to get better education at Harvard or, Detroit Community College? So you can go to Detroit Community College, and you're probably going to get a good education. It depends on you. You're going to learn some stuff there and go off and buy and sell land. Or you can go to Harvard, which is what this is, for comparatively, a very small amount of money, learn the exact way to do this, and then get all the support afterward that you would get going to Harvard, because all the people that you're with are already successful just by the fact that they're there anyway. They're not going to go out in the world and spend the rest of their careers together. So, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It's how seriously do you take this? One of the groups that I mentioned is geared toward brand spanking new people that just want this much information. And another group that I mentioned is geared toward, let's just send out 20 offers a day and see what happens. Let's get the kids around the kitchen. This is literal. Get the kids around the kitchen table. Get our printer going. Let's print some offers out. 20 a day. Let's see what happens. It's kind of a hobby. Right. I'm still going to go to my job forever. And then there's other offshoots. Jill and I, you know, as a person in front of you, or you're listening to this and looking at me as a source of information or instructor, I have a choice to play to the smartest people in our group, the middle of the bell curve, or people who are just learning and don't know. And I made a long time ago a conscious choice to play to the top of the group, because I believe that brings the smartest and the best and the most dedicated people up with us.
True.
Instead of trying to figure it out down here. And so consequently, the people that join our group are those people. they right. usually, they've owned businesses in the past, or they still do, or are they adding this to the business collection? They're usually bringing something to us, and we're bringing something to them.
Exactly.
So that's the real difference between these groups. And I love this question. We get it probably once every 2 weeks or once every week. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
It's great.
That's why we live on the ocean. And most of these other people don't. None of them do.
Well, you know what I was going to say? I love your, I think of it too as, you know, I'm glad, Anthony, you're doing your homework. I want everybody to do your homework. You want to make sure that, a couple things. First, you want to make sure this is something you really want to do. You want to dig in and get answers about what's really involved, how hard are these transactions, how much money do I need to invest. You've got to get all that out of the way first. And then you get, and then you want to make sure when you, that all passes your tests, and your wife's on board, by the way, your significant other, that has to be on there. But then you want to make sure that, all right, am I investing with the right person? Do I connect with them? Do we have the same mindset? Can I learn from these people?
Well said.
All of that.
Did you get a good feeling?
So important. Well, and what I was going to say, so that's one thing. And then when you pick the place, I loved your Harvard thing. I think of it like you want to pick an establishment like Harvard, not a pop-up school that may or may not be here in a year or two. So that's...
Just run the numbers. I mean, Jill, this podcast is almost 1,100 episodes deep. Jill and I do almost 6 hours of... on every Thursday of webinars, and we've been doing that. So it's thousands and thousands of hours that you have access to. So just whoever and I encourage you to, you don't want just one source of education ever, but just run the math. How many episodes do they have? How much experience do they have? How many deals are they doing? How long have they been in business? And that will smoke it out.
You know what else too tells you a lot, I think, that people find with us is the fact that we're the only ones that have our own online community. The fact that we've had the longest podcast, the fact that we have all the tools and the data and the, you know, everything you need to really do this. We've created tools like PartialFact, things we created, companies to make it easier and less expensive for you.
We're creating new ones now.
This is our business. It's not a side gig. We're never going to leave this business. You know, we offer the free support. We offer these live events.
Yep.
Everything. The thing and two is, and I believe this, and I know our members know this, is that our community, you ask, we listen.
And we'll make, I mean,
yeah,
we'll make, create companies around what, if 6 or 10 of our, for an example, we have an advanced group of, I think, 15 people who, you know, we've identified over the years that are Land Academy members. We put them up in this advanced group with Jill and I, because we believe they're making us better as real estate investors. So we're all on WhatsApp communicating and doing deals with each other. So, you know, this isn't a sales pitch. It's just we needed to do this episode, first of all, because Anthony asked the question. But second of all, it's really funny, these fly-by-night land things pop up, I think largely inspired by this show. And it's just, it's humorous. It's the same, there's a lot of direct mail companies that you can go to, and you're free to do that. But we created one which we think is the best for this. So there's a perfect example.
Right. I would like to end on this, though, just as a positive note, as that's how I am. What is it? Copying is the most sincere form of flattery.
Yep.
So we know we're doing something right, right?
The road to hell, here's my response to that. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. You know
great,
who you are.
Thanks.
Join us next time for the episode called The Profile of Land Academy Members with Senior Manager Erin Spence. This has become a weekly thing now. She works with us.
Super cool. And we answer your questions posted on our online community at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I guess we both had a lot to say.
I think so.
I didn't even think about that. I ranted a little bit.
You did. Well, you know, we haven't talked about this in a while, so, and I love it when it does come up, and people really want, you know, and I was just reading something earlier about someone put in our Facebook group, which I think is free to everyone, by the way. I think you just sign up and you can get in our Facebook group. I don't know. But someone put in there about us saying, you know, that's the thing about Steve and Jill. They'll tell you honestly, whether it's good, whether it's bad, we're going to be honest.
Yep.
And I love it, so glad
you can't get into this business on the money that you spend for a cup of coffee every day.
Oh, The Land Academy Daily Show remains commercial-free for you our loyal listener, wherever you're watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.